Welcome to The Living Waters, a daily source of inspiration and clarity from Scripture. Pastor Gary Finch connects God's Word to our everyday lives, helping us find strength, purpose, and peace in the gospel of Jesus. It's a journey into faith that will undoubtedly nourish your spirit and anchor your soul in the beauty of salvation found only in Christ. Now, our host, Gary Finch.
Good afternoon. My name's Gary Finch. I have three Methodist churches south of Walterboro that I pastor and preach in every Sunday. And sometimes people think I'm a contrarian because I talk about things that most people ain't talking about in church. There's a subject in the news this week that I just can't resist doing. I've got to get there. I got to touch it. Most of you by now probably have heard it, unless you're in that group that just absolutely won't turn the television on or listen to news. It seems the government, after all these years, has decided that they're going to release all the information on the UFOs and the aliens. And that don't worry me much. I have an opinion. My opinion's as good as anybody else's. Whatever they're seeing out there in the night is probably demons floating around, okay? So, some tell me angels. I don't know. If they come from outer space, I'm gonna give them credit for being fallen angels. And I don't care that the government's gonna release this. It does not worry me one bit that the little old lady next door might be a reptilian. That's irrelevant. I don't care. What I do care about out of this thing is it's reported to government, and it's been reported widely enough now that I'm beginning to believe this probably is true, that the government called together multiple religious teachers and leaders to a meeting to explain to them that they're going to release all this information on this UFOs, and it's going to be Bible-changing, and they need to know what to be telling their people and teaching their people before this happens. Folks, that's an abomination to God. The government has no business whatsoever under any circumstances telling the preachers in the churches what they should be telling their people to support the government's view on things. I've talked about in the past Bonhoeffer in the Lutheran Church in Germany on the rise of the Nazis. Bonhoeffer stood in the streets and stood in the pulpits in the churches and told people, y'all have got to rise up and stop this rise of this movement. And the church leader said, no, we just come inside the church on Sunday and we teach the gospel, and that's all we do, and we'll be okay if we just don't mess with the government. Read the history books. It didn't work out so well. Hitler took over Germany. He shut the churches down. Those that stayed open taught what he told them to teach. So I don't care how many reptilians are in Walterboro. If they hear, they ain't caused no problems, that's cool. I'm okay. I suspect they're demonic, and don't listen to them too much, okay? But I'm really, really, really concerned that the government would give the churches the guidance on how to handle this. Now, my scripture, because that's what I'm supposed to do, my scripture is Genesis 1:1. In the beginning was God. And then he goes on and he creates all of this. So when the government decides to put the word out that the aliens was here and they seeded the earth with us and they made all this and grew us up as an experiment, it's a lie, folks. It's a lie. And the government does nothing without an agenda. So why do they feel like they need to pave the way for this story? Leave it alone. leave it alone. I got so involved that I watched 3 full seasons of the television program from, my brain is gone, from the Area 51 out, Roswell. I watched 3 seasons of Roswell with the aliens living amongst us, and they all seemed like pretty decent folks. But every time the government just stood up and spoke up about them, they lied some more. Trust God. If He has other flocks on other planets and He decides we need to get together, it'll be okay. If they're demons, He's already warned us. He's already warned us about that. If they are false teachers and prophets, He's already warned us about that. Don't get excited about what the government's going to release on this plan. Get excited that the government wants to tell the church what to talk about. That's the story. That's the behind-the-scenes story. Don't let the government influence what's being taught in your church. People like me, I just argue with them for the sake of arguing, I guess. I get accused of that all the time. I just like to start something. I'm not asking you, as I said in other programs, I'm not asking you to overthrow the government and let the church run the government. But I absolutely tell you, keep the government out of your church. They got no business in it. Governments always decide at some point that they are God. And we need to know better, and we need to teach people better. So that's all I've got to say on this particular session. And I hope that God will bless you, and I hope that you'll be encouraged to read the scripture and study it and listen for our next message. Thank you.
That was Living Waters with Pastor Gary Fench, a daily dose of faith, clarity, and inspiration. Thank you so much for joining us today. Remember, keep seeking truth and walking in His light, and join us again tomorrow or log on to catch Pastor Gary's past episodes on WVFFradio.com. Thanks again for staying tuned to 97.7 FM, Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.